This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. See, it's something mean, it's supposed to be believe, but I told that be so awesome and that down it be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was the four defense, it would have been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Ready M, my double A must put the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy home.
Hello, everybody, Ed, welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 226. I'm your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, my fantasy football bitch, I yield to no one.
Yeah, go ahead, hold your trophy high. It's a long season. As I've said many a times, I started out last year 0-2 and then ended up on a 12-0 run to finish the season. So,
well, we also face each other later in the season too.
Yeah, so.
Listen, I'm claiming victory now.
Yeah, you better claim it.
But the only reason I'm claiming it is because two reasons. One, you talked so much shit.
Well, yeah, I'm supposed to.
And you lost.
Truth be told, when I looked at the first projections after I was talking all kinds of smack, and I went and looked at the projections, because, you know, they fluctuate week to week depending on how your guys do and the opponents they play against do.
Right.
So I looked at that final projection. I was only projected like a two. Either you were up two or I was only up two. And when they're that close, it's really flip a coin. So I had an inclination that I might very well lose, but I wasn't backing down. I mean, I yield to no one for crying out loud. So,
correct.
Amen. And I will tell you, Tricky, be careful how much you brag. Because it could come back to bite you because fantasy football is a long season and a lot of stuff can happen between now and the end.
Well, listen, I also face you in week 10, so I'm not talking too much shit against you right now. The only shit I'll talk about you, Alex, because you're also here, is that you are my trivia crack bitch.
All right, well, this lends some explanation. Everyone remembers that
there's
when
no
I first...
explanation needed. No, you lost.
No.
When and
I
you
first...
lost 6-0.
No. When I first brought this topic up, Tricky said that not only did he quit because he was undefeated...
I am.
He said he had beat me. If you go on a Trivia Crack, if you go on a Trivia Crack game, the app, and you look up Tricky's record, it's 7-10. He has a losing record. And he never played me until he did beat me the other day. It's the one game he's played against me. And before that, we had never played. And here he was last time telling me that he had beat me, what, at least like 6 times, Tricky?
Well, he also said he was undefeated against Homer Get Stuffed. And I specifically remember when the Trivia Crack first went, like, viral, so to speak, that Homer was whooping you up one side and down the other. So,
and here's the thing, like, so my record, like, I have a winning percentage of like 75%. I have over 400 wins, under 200 losses. Like, I'm doing pretty good at that game, and all of my percentages of answering the questions correctly, the lowest is 79%. Turkey's got like 4 or 5 in the 60s. Tricky beats me in one game. He beats me 6-0, I will admit. But one game is not indicative of how much better or smarter you are.
Oh, so, kind of like in fantasy football.
So here's the thing.
Hold on a second. I never said I was smarter.
I never said I was smarter than you. But here's the thing. I want to continue to play Tricky because Homer and I are kind of deadlocked in this battle. Like, we're almost tied. And we keep playing each other because we enjoy it. Tricky won't play me again. I've sent him invites to numerous games, and he won't play them.
He's retired
now after one game because he doesn't want to lose because he's a coward.
I am retired because I whipped both your asses.
No, you are a coward.
I beat you 6-0, and I beat Homer 6-2 after both of you were talking so much shit. I accepted both your challenges, and I whipped you. Not to mention that you sent me the thing. I sent you a request, and it took you an hour before you worked up the courage to play.
No, because I didn't have any hearts left, so I can't accept a game if I don't have any hearts or lives left. So I couldn't.
Well, you would have all the hearts if you got all the answers right, like I did.
No, you don't get hearts. Your hearts are based on time. It's not based on how many answers you get.
Yeah. Let me introduce the last guy, Donnie. How are you doing, sir?
What up, Dell people? Kind of feels good to be back. I don't know this crap they talking about, but it feels good. I got my charge cable, my new one. Hopefully it don't crap out as fast as the other two did.
All right. Let's do as we do every week and give you our updated trophy count. Now, as I mentioned, we didn't have a show last week. That's because we had a lot of things going on. Yield decided to work. Dynasty didn't have a charge cable. Alex, I think you went to a Broadway play.
Yes, we went to Cinderella.
And oh, I
Cinderella over whores?
Well, isn't Cinderella a whore?
It is.
Okay. All right.
I didn't say that. Wait, hold. That's wrong. I'm sorry.
You're wrong. That's Snow White.
Well, not according to The Wolf Among Us.
I almost forgot this is a game show. Oh, we got a video game talk show.
Well, I brought it back to video games. And yeah. I had a little bit of a family emergency, which thankfully everything's okay now. So
that's great. That's great.
But let's do as we do every week and give you our updated trophy count. I am level 28, total trophies of 6,481, and a plaque count of 47. Donnie is currently playing Metal Gear because we keep hearing the iDroid through his controller. So, Donnie, why don't you tell us your trophies?
I am level 27. I didn't even realize I was level 27 until recently. So, I am level 27 now. Trophy count is 5655. Sorry. 5655. That's because I deducted 7 because Tricky don't want me to say 9 minus 7 from my total count. So I just do the math myself and type it in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, plaque count is 76, which that's going to be remain there for a very long time because of Metal Gear.
I don't want to hear about your Metal Gear addiction. I got it worse. Alex.
I am level 24. I have 4,792 trophies, and I have 60 platinums in 59 games.
Did you get a new one, or is that was from last episode?
No, that was God of War Ascension. I'm working on Bioshock right now, the original Bioshock.
And Yield.
Level 20, trophy count of 3,419, and a platinum count of 42 games.
Alright, we're going to go into what we're all playing.
All legit.
We're gonna get
quality platinums.
We're going to get into what we're playing.
It doesn't matter what you're playing!
You know, that was kind of good, but it just still didn't have quite the impact. But it was good.
Thank you.
I'm going to go into what I'm playing, but...
let me guess. Metal Gear 5.
Yes, yeah, the same game. But Alex, do you remember my arrow total last time we recorded?
197.
Yeah, right now it's 312.
Dude, you need some serious help.
Hey, listen, I've only added 100 hours over 2 weeks. I think I'm doing pretty good. Considering I had to take 3 days off.
You had to take 3 days off.
Well, one was the family emergency.
You said that, like, I had to take some time off, like, at your job, and you went on vacation or something.
The other one was I was out celebrating my birthday. And the other one is I had to take care of my daughter because between school and Girl Scouts and homework and all that stuff, I didn't have time to play. I had to take 3 days off.
And I guarantee you shook like a tree that entire time.
No, I didn't shake, but it is also worth noting, in the 312 hours, I still have yet to fully complete the game.
I only have 87 with 22% done.
Not to outdo you, Donnie, but last show, we established that I did 197 hours in 12 days, which... If I remember correctly, Alex, correct me if I'm wrong, it worked out to about 16 hours a day?
I believe so. Yield was the one who figured it out, but I believe that was the... because I asked you how you slept ever.
Yeah, it was about 16 hours a day, average. Donnie's going to have to turn off his controller. But, Yield, what have you been playing, buddy?
Oh, let's see here. I played some Burnout Paradise, some Motorstorm Apocalypse, Simpsons Tapped Out, some Lego Indy 2, and some Mod Nation Racers. There's probably some more in there, but I don't remember much over the last couple of weeks. It's been a lot of hours.
Don't remember right. much.
Alex, you said you've been playing some Bioshock, huh?
Yeah, after beating God of War Ascension and getting through Rain, I started playing Bioshock, the original Bioshock. It was discounted on a PlayStation Network sale, so it was only like $4. So I bought the digital version, and I've been trying to – it's one of those games that I kind of look back and I want to go back and platinum. It's probably – I've gone through the past couple of years and just gone back in platinum games that I never – you know, I got most of the trophies for but never completed them. And this is probably the final one I can actually get because the other ones are like Shadow of the Colossus and Bayonetta and Vanquish, which are insanely hard, Dead Space 2, so – this might be the final hurrah in that crusade. But, I mean, Bioshock, it's a fantastic series, and, you know, this game is really, really good. I'm enjoying playing it again. I like the whole setting, the whole atmosphere of Rapture. It's really cool. After playing this and Bioshock 2 and Bioshock Infinite, you really kind of – you don't realize when you first play Bioshock how clunky the combat is because you got to switch back and forth between plasmids and guns. So that's one thing that Bioshock 2 – a lot of people kind of complained that Bioshock 2 wasn't necessary. Well, that's one thing they did really well is that they made it dual-wielding. You could have a plasmid in one hand and a gun in the other hand at the same time. So – but I really like Bioshock, and I'm just trying to tread my way through Survivor mode with no Vita Chambers to get all the difficulty trophies.
All right. And, Donnie, I know you're playing Metal Gear right now. What else you been playing?
I only play some Last of Us, but that was only to get, like, some B-roll type stuff for the little project I'm doing. And I'm, like, an hour, maybe 10 minutes into it, and for how I can do it by being a video game, it's turned out pretty good. I got some stuff in there that I'm trying to be very clever, like, as far as making it like a feature film type way. I think you will notice it real soon after when Joel wakes up from the very first scene right after his daughter dies. So
spoiler.
Spoiler. I guess you could say it's a spoiler. But I think if you play the game, beat it, and right there you can start noticing how it can be like a feature film. But remember, it is a video game, folks, and I only can do certain angles and certain things with it because it's a video game and I'm not shooting it myself with a camera. But I'm having fun with it. You know, I'm honing my skills some more being creative. But besides that, I've been playing nothing but Metal Gear 5, and I'm going to say it again until I get to the point in the game that has not been
Hold on. You might want to take that out of the show. And I'm only saying that because you keep saying something like that, you're going to have somebody tweet at you, and then you can be mad if they spoil it to you.
Well, I just won't read it. If it say anything about Metal Gear, I just stop right there.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm warning you.
It ain't Bit Boss. It ain't Bit Boss, and I'm sticking with it. And if it just so happened to be Bit Boss, that is like a huge, huge error in the storytelling that Kojima made that was not told in previous Metal Gear games via the original versions, Nintendo style.
Listeners, I will tell you, Donnie's only 10 hours in. He's only to mission 10, so please don't spoil it for him either way.
I'm not 10 hours in. I'm only 10 missions in.
I'm sorry, 10. He's 10 story missions in, so don't spoil it for him. You know, any aspect of the game.
Yeah,
I'm 300 hours in. I pretty much know if Donnie's lying or wrong, right? But he's asked me not to tell him, and I'm respecting him because somebody tried to spoil Metal Gear for me, and I nearly cut his head off. Speaking of heads being cut off, Kinji Inafune's head was cut off in Capcom, so he went and started developing Mighty No. 9, and with some Kickstarter help, he has developed the game. We finally have a release date for Mighty No. 9. It will be coming to PC and consoles February 9th in North America and February 12th worldwide.
Good.
So.
You know, I wanted to bring this up because a coworker mentioned this game to me, because it's a lot like, it's kind of a mixture of a lot of those old school games like Castlevania and Mega Man, but Shovel Knight, which originally came out for the Wii and the, might have been Wii U, it's one of the Nintendo systems, and PC, but it's on PlayStation Network now. And he told me, and I've watched videos of it, it's very much kind of like Mega Man. Yield, have you played that at all, or have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, I haven't played it.
Well, I hear it's excellent, and I definitely plan on picking that up. So I just kind of want to shoot that your way, Yield. And if any listeners can give us feedback on Shovel Knight, if you played it, definitely want to hear it. So just thought I'd throw that in there. But yes, Mighty No. 9, I'm excited. I want to play it.
You know, I'm not too hyped for it, but I'll play it, but I'm not too hyped for it.
I have it reserved.
Yes, I know. The collector's edition reserved.
I have, yeah, I gotta get the little Mighty No. 9 statue.
Alright. Next thing we have is Uncharted 4, as you guys know, was originally delayed from holiday 2015 into next year. We do have the release date. I think it's in March. I don't know the exact day off the top of my head.
The 26th, I think.
Okay. But Neil Druckmann has come out and explained why the game was pushed back originally, and he said that they pushed the game back to reshoot the ending to the game because it just didn't meet up to what they wanted it to be. So they brought the actors back in and had them reshoot the ending to get it just right. And they didn't want to, he didn't want to release an inferior product. So he felt delaying the game and having it reshoot was the proper thing to do.
I'm fine with that.
Hey, that's cool. But, I'm thinking like, is it cool to be delay and reshoot it due to the fact that you don't think that's what the gamers want from this, or do you feel personally that this is not what you want? I prefer you don't like it, the ending, not the gamers.
No, I think the way I interpret it, and maybe I'm wrong in the way I interpret it, but that the ending is the same ending, but he reshot it to show it in a different way rather than the way that it was showing up in the game. He didn't like the way the ending was showing up, so they reshot it, I guess, with different angles and different dialogue to tell the story better rather than what they originally had. Not that he changed the ending, but he just reshot it and made it, you know, better compared to, you know, it, like you're doing with Last of Us, you know.
Yeah.
You're taking the angles they have and you're doing it in different angles. I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, okay. Well, either way it goes, it's all cool. The whole delay, whatever, is still cool, no matter what the reason was, because I prefer it to be precise rather than rushed.
All right. Well, speaking of preciseness, you kind of need a preciseness in if you're driving a tank, right, Yield?
Well, that helps.
Yes. earlier this year, me and you, Yield, we sat in a conference, I guess that's the best word, for Wargaming's World of Tanks, and we asked the question, when is this game coming to the PlayStation 4, and they didn't have an answer for us.
No, they didn't. They dodged it, so I went, well, you didn't say no.
Well, apparently, we caught on to their dodge, because World of Tanks is coming to the PlayStation 4.
Good.
Awesome.
This opens the door for World of Warships.
Now it says the game will be free to all PlayStation 4 owners, regardless of whether they subscribe to Plus or not. Will incorporate the DualShock 4's light bar, controller, speaker, and touchpad. Additionally, two masks will be exclusive to PlayStation 4 users for a limited time. Anyone who does opt to play as a PlayStation Plus member will unlock a free premium tank, exclusive camouflage, 3 days of premium account time, and discounts on purchases. Though no release date has been announced, anyone participating in the upcoming beta can register now.
I registered.
I know you did, so did I. Alex and Donnie, you guys interested in World of Tanks at all?
Nope. I was just being happy for you.
Yeah, I'm happy for you, but no interest for me.
All right, come on, you need to play it.
Well,
it's free.
Let's go into some news that's going to make Donnie happy. How about that? Sony likely won't be releasing a PlayStation Vita successor anytime soon, as Sony Computer Entertainment Worldwide Studios president Shuhei Yoshida doesn't believe there's room for one in the current market, thanks to the popularity of smartphone gaming. He said, quote, "That's a tough question. People have mobile phones, and it's so easy to play games on their smartphones, and many games on smartphones are free or free to start." He says, "I am a huge fan of the PlayStation Vita, and we worked really hard on designing every aspect. Touch-based games are fun. There are games with really good design, but having sticks and buttons makes things totally different. So I hope, like many of you, that the culture of gaming portable games continues, but the climate is not healthy for now because of the huge dominance of mobile gaming."
We have a handheld called the Vita?
With that being said, I think he kind of neglected the fact that they're really getting their asses kicked by the 3DS.
Well, yeah, that's because Nintendo supports their handheld instead of trying to force cross-buy and all that crap down your throat.
Well, they have to support their handheld because really it's the only thing Nintendo has going for it. Because let's be honest, in the home console arena, they're losing to Microsoft and Sony.
Shots fired.
So, I mean, they kind of have to, if you're going to dominate one space, I mean, there's kind of a void there in the handheld area, especially since Sony's not, you know, never put complete and full, like, consistent effort behind the Vita or the PSP. It's there for Nintendo's taking, and they've taken it, because they, I mean, really, what else do they have?
True.
I don't want a PlayStation Vita 2. I just want games for my Vita right now.
Thank you!
Oh, now you want games for your Vita?
Well, no, I'm talking about now. Like, before, when we were having the conversations, there were games for the Vita. But now, they basically just turned it into, you know, a port system. And, you know, once they declared it a legacy system, that was it. It was done.
I'm looking at your face as you're talking, and you have, like, a sincere argument-type face when you said they had games for it.
Okay, but Alex and Yield, you both played Uncharted on the Vita. Was that
absolutely,
not a good game?
Absolutely amazing.
Stop bringing it to Uncharted. That's the only thing. Stop bringing it to it. Come with some other games.
The point is that Uncharted showed what the Vita could do, and they quickly gave up on that. And I have no idea why.
Yes, I understand it showed what it could do, but the thing about it, they didn't do.
And that boggles my mind. Like Yield said, they gotta support it. They, you know, Unit 13 was a good game, and that got destroyed when they closed down the studio. I don't remember the studio that they closed down.
I have to look it up.
Yeah. It was the SOCOM developer.
Zipper?
Yeah, Zipper. There you go.
Yeah, Zipper Interactive.
I mean, listen, I'm not looking for a Vita 2. I'm looking for games. You know, PlayStation turn around and say, you know what? We have a system that literally can kick the shit out of the 3DS. And we got to develop games for it.
I'm not.
That's what I want.
I'm not even looking for a system I'm not even looking for a handheld system, period.
Well, you're not a handheld gamer.
That's right. I like to hold hands with my lady instead.
But you are a Resident Evil fan, correct?
I am a semi used to be.
Man, did you go to some kind of Segway class? Because you've gotten actually better after 2 weeks. Maybe you need more time.
Yeah, that is good.
Capcom has announced their Biohazard Umbrella Corps, a competitive shooter for the PC and PlayStation 4, set in the Resident Evil universe. The debut trailer featured third and first person shooting, melee weapons, cover shooting, zombie human shields, and players taking on hordes of zombies. In North America, the title is simply going to be called Umbrella Corps. No Resident Evil branding in sight. It will be coming to the PlayStation 4 early in 2016 for the price point of $30. It will, quote, feature quick, intense matches in compact battle zones themed from historic Resident Evil environments, and it's going to be running on the Unity engine.
I have now just become not a Resident Evil fan. I don't want this bull crap, man.
Well, but the reason I'm bringing this up, other than there being, you know, set in the Resident Evil world, is that this is completely changing what Resident Evil is. And we've talked about this before, where we are going, how do you guys feel about if a game totally changes up what they are? I mean, if they went from a third-person shooter to a first-person shooter, how would you feel about it?
Well, you're always skeptical about something like that at first, but depending on the developer and their history, you're willing to give them a try. And then you really can't judge until you've played it. Because even though you got to watch with this injury, you know, games that generate a lot of buzz is good, but yeah, at the same time, you know, Brutal Legend got a lot of buzz, and 6 months later, it was in the half-off bin. So, I mean, you got to feel it out for yourself.
But this?
Did I make any sense in that?
Okay, you're right. Even though going from a third person to a first person is, like, completely the wrong thing to do, but...
How about non-cell-shaded to cell-shaded?
That's not half bad because Ninja Gaiden did it.
Well, that
so did Borderlands.
When did Borderlands go from shell-shaded not shell-shaded?
The original concept, if you remember, the original teaser trailer for Borderlands was not cell-shaded.
Well, okay, that is different.
No, it's the same thing because they had to totally redo the game to go cell-shaded.
Well, no, I get that. What I'm saying is if they came out with a cel-shaded Borderlands and then the next game wasn't cel-shaded, that would be the big
awesome
difference. You don't want cel-shaded for Borderlands?
It works for Borderlands. I'm just trying to add fuel to the fire.
Well, in Ninja Gaiden's case, even though the cel-shaded game wasn't a completely on route with the original storyline, but it is, and you don't really play as, or is his name Ryu? Yeah, you don't play with Ryu Hayabusa. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. It is a Ninja Gaiden game, and they did take it to cell shading, and then they threw freaking comedy in that mud to me. That joke is funny as heck to me. And it's good. That zombie Z thing, Ninja Gaiden, whatever it is, I forget the name of it. His name is Yobishu or some junk like that.
Look at the Metroid series. It went from a, you know, side-scrolling shooter to all of a sudden it's a first-person shooter.
And I just said that. Going from a shooter, whether it be side or the third person, going from side to or third person to a first person, that's already a no-go for me. I still might give it a try, but first person, that's like wrong thing to do. But
what are you gonna do if the next Metal Gear is a first person?
I probably won't even play it. Honestly,
really?
For real.
What if they go Kingdom Hearts 3 first person?
Kingdom Hearts, I would not play that at all. I would not. I would not play Kingdom Hearts if it went first person. But as far as this Resident Evil, going back to this Resident Evil, they turned this into basically. What's that zombie apocalypse that we got for Station 3?
Dead Island? That?
No. The PSN game.
Dead Nation?
Dead Nation, yeah. That's basically what this is. Resident Evil Dead Nation. And no.
Well, Dead Nation was top down.
I'm not saying that. But it's still, you can hurt hordes of freaking zombies coming at you. And then, basically, they modified that Resident Evil umbrella. Dang, what's the one where you had the four people playing all at once? The Raccoon City. Resident Evil Raccoon City something. They basically modified that to be Dead Nation.
The only thing that intrigues me about this is if I played first-person shooters, the only thing that would intrigue me about this is that you got the two sides facing off against each other, but you also have the element of a third AI-controlled zombies. And that is kind of intriguing. The fact that not only do you have to worry about your opponents, but you also have to worry about the randomly spawned zombies that are coming after you that you can find a way to sick them on the other people, or you got to protect yourself, which may open you up to attack from the other side. So adding that extra element in there, I can understand their desire for what they're trying to do.
Okay. First of all, that's been done before on many other games, taking control of a zombie. But at the same, but with that.
Wait, no, not taking control of zombies. The zombies are AI controlled that randomly attack both sides. This is a third neutral party that nobody controls but the computer that's attacking both squads. Think of like The Last of Us. All of a sudden, you throw in clickers and runners in it.
Okay, that's every game, then. What are you talking about, then?
That's not...
No, you just said you can control them.
No. Think of The Last of Us. You got the one side, and then you got the Fireflies, correct?
Yeah.
Now, you two are going on against each other. That's the multiplayer of The Last of Us. Now, think of the same multiplayer done... But now you randomly have runners and clickers attacking both sides, the Fireflies and the other side. That's what Umbrella Corps is doing, is you have the two sides that are facing off against each other, but you also have the randomly spawned zombies that are attacking both sides.
Okay. And this is a full game, right?
This is a $30 multiplayer only game.
Okay, multiplayer only, right? Okay, I guess if it's multiplayer only, because I was about to say, can you just add this on to a game? Don't make a whole game about it. But they already doing it. I misheard that part, because I didn't hear that it was a full, only $30 game. No, I don't want it.
But, okay, you don't want it, but do you understand, like, does it intrigue you at all that what they're trying to do?
Nope. First of all,
I think the Resident Evil series is kind of dead to die.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For what they already done to the Resident Evil series, I feel like I'm speaking for all Resident Evil fans.
He's speaking for the little man.
Yeah, this is
speaking
not
for the little man.
This is not what we want, and I'm not speaking for the Resident Evil fans who want them freaking remakes of Part 1 and 2 and all of that. I'm speaking for people who want Resident Evil to go back to its roots. Of the 1 and 2 feel, you know, with the modern day game mechanics, modern day gameplay.
Can you have that with, can you get that old school feel? Because part of the old school horror aspect of it was that it was crappily controlled and you didn't have as much freedom as you do in today's games. So is it possible to recreate that, but still have like the freedom of movement that you have in, and as well as the ammo? Like generally you load up on ammo, even in Dead Space, you can, you know, it's better about, you know, you having to be more controlling of your ammo and careful with your shots, but still, like, in a lot of games, like, you, how do you get that feeling with you kind of toe the line between having, only thing you can do is run away in a game, or, like, you're outfitted with tons and tons of ammo?
Well... That's what I'm saying. I want them to go back to their old roots as far as bringing the fear back with modern day gameplay, modern day mechanics and all that stuff. Yes, it's not just the only thing. You don't have just your guns anymore to take out these creatures, because they're not even zombies anymore. They just straight up other creatures. I kind of don't like the other creatures, but that's where they took it. So at least bring back the fear, and by you adding all this ammunition, and by you adding AI partnership or drop in drop out co-op partnership, is taking away a lot of the fear. And yeah, you can, it can be done, because like you mentioned Dead Space done it. They brought the fear. And it's very scary. 1 and 2, they bring the fear, and it has modern day gameplay in it. It's made like a modern day game is supposed to be made.
What you want, Donnie, is a sense of isolation, because quite frankly, like we saw in Dead Space 1 and 2, you have that isolation. Dead Space 3, they give you a partner, and they can completely take it away. So one aspect of it for you is isolation.
I wouldn't necessarily say isolation. But I will just say, just bring back what Resident Evil is, like what it was supposed to be. It's supposed to be.
What Resident Evil is, Donnie, is something completely different now as opposed to what it was. What exactly to you is Resident Evil?
Okay, put it like this. Evil Within. Evil Within was not good of a game for me. Evil Within is what Resident Evil 4 should have been. If they can do Evil Within, they can get back on track with trying to get the fans back into their pockets. But what they're doing now, just making it a herd, just zombie herd mode all day, every day. No, that's going to be whack. That's going to be whack as hell. It's going to be so whack. This is not what Resident Evil is supposed to be.
That sounds like a YouTube music video. It's going to be whack. It's going to be whack.
Actually, just stop Resident Evil, honestly. Really, just stop it. After 5, it should have not been no more Resident Evil, in my opinion.
Yeah, but Capcom needs to make that money.
They can make that money by making Onimusha 5.
Yeah, you think that's going to happen, Donnie? There were 5 Onimusha, or 4 Onimushas?
Yeah, 4 of them, and all 4 of them was great, in my opinion. And on Capcom, if you're listening right now, give us 5, and I would even, just so you can use this as a way to make money for 5, I would give you money if you would come out with a collection, an HD collection of 1, 2, 3, and 4. Give me that, and you could use that money to make 5. Come on, Capcom. Do something that's right. You can count past 3, Capcom. Come on. I know you can do it. You did it with 4.
let's hope Sony can't count past 3, and then that's in $300. Because Sony has revealed their rough price estimation for their upcoming PlayStation 4 virtual reality headset, branded the new PlayStation VR away from the more acceptable name of Morpheus. PlayStation President Andrew House tells Bloomberg in an interview that the headset will, quote, be priced as a new gaming platform, although he did not provide any exact details. If he's talking about the traditional home consoles like the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, or Wii U, House's comments would suggest that PlayStation VR will cost roughly between $300 and $400 or thereabouts.
Crazy.
Being that this is going to be Sony's answer to the Oculus Rift and the Vive VR headsets that require a gaming PC, PlayStation VR will play directly off the PlayStation 4 that you may already own. By comparison, he said you should expect to pay around $1,500 for Oculus for an all-in setup, which includes a gaming PC and the headset itself, which also comes with an Xbox One controller. Now, I know you guys aren't big on VR, but the $300 to $400 price range, one, is that what you were expecting it to sell for? And two, if it is something you are interested, are you looking to buy one, or would you actually wait until the price drops? Donnie, we'll go with you first, because I know you tried Oculus at PAX, and I know it changed your thoughts a little bit, but I don't know enough to warrant this kind of purchase.
The price can be dropped down to 50, and I still would think about getting it.
Oh, so there's no way it's going to drop down to $50.
I know, I'm just saying, that's how I don't want my peripherals cut off from me. The price is already whack already. It just 300.
I'm laughing because you'll just put it in the Skype chat. That price is whack.
Yeah. The price is whack. 300 to 400 plus. But like I said, the Oculus did change my opinion on virtual play, gameplay. And even though I didn't play an actual game, I feel like if I was controlling something, if they get the controls right to where I think they should be, and I think this is going to be like, it will give consoles like Station and the bots a run for the money. But again, it's just security purposes with me and my surroundings. I don't like anything of my sight being cut off if I'm not blind. I don't like my ears get cut off. I always wear one earpiece. I don't want my eyesight cut off from anything. It just to me, virtual gaming, in my opinion, is entirely too dangerous. I'm not saying you're gonna, yeah, for real. I'm not saying you're gonna need to be running around the house.
But Donnie, But Donnie, you can spin the world in 360 degrees and like cut it in half and then like mess with people who are actually playing.
I'm not saying you're going to be running around the house and running into things, but I'm quite sure there are going to be videos of people actually doing it, just acting the fool, knowing you don't have to be doing that type of stuff, but they're going to be making YouTube.
You don't need a virtual headset.
No, I know. I'm just saying, but I know people are going to be doing that, John. Like how people be screaming in horror games while they recording themselves. Like way over the top for no reason. They're going to be doing that with the headset.
Johnny, I don't mean to alarm you. I really don't want to scare you. But I hear that most deaths due to Detroit freak attack happen when someone's playing with a virtual headset.
And they do, because you want to know why? Those freaking Detroit freaks sneak up on you like a walker. You can't hear him, you can't see him. Next thing you know, you died in the game, but reality, you freaking died in reality.
All right, Yield, I know you've been quiet and you're typing something else in this. I know you said the price is whack already, but why don't you tell us what the what else you typed in there?
Oh, it's just another 3D push. It's all it is. Sony tried really hard for the 3D push. I'm not going to say that virtual reality isn't going to have a niche or whatever, but you know, $300-$400 for something I wear over my head, I'm not buying it. Don't care. I'm like Donnie. I don't have a problem putting a headset on to be able to block out the other noise in the house and talk to people here more clearly, but I don't want to not be able to see what's going on around me.
I mean, that's a fair push, but I think you're saying that this is just another 3D push by Sony. I have to differ with you on that, because the 3D push wasn't just Sony. I mean, it was headed up by Sony, but everybody was pushing. Samsung, Sony, Microsoft, they were all pushing 3D because that was like the new thing, and that failed. But I don't see VR getting that kind of a push. I think as you said, VR will have its own niche, but I think asking gamers to jump in at $300 to $400 after they've already spent $300 to $400 on their consoles, I think that's a little bit too much.
I do want to point out that I don't think 3D has failed. I think that it has not been. I don't think it has jumped off as we once thought it would or people thought it would. But there are still 3D movies, and they can still charge an arm and leg for them. So I don't think 3D has failed
in the 3D movies.
That's just because people are stupid. Yeah. You could go drop $15 to go watch a movie in 3D.
And only the title screen is the only thing in 3D.
See, like me, I have HBO and I have a 3D TV. I watched, just recently, I watched both Gravity Rush, X-Men, what's the last one?
Days of Future Past,
and Wolverine, all in 3D. And I gotta tell you, it's
But you had to wear the glasses.
Yeah, I had to wear these glasses. I know I know our listeners can't see it, but I had to wear these glasses, and it wasn't a detriment as I thought it would be. I actually, once I started watching it, I was comfortable.
I wear glasses all the time. I don't want to wear glasses over top of my glasses.
I'm not saying the glasses are comfortable, but it just 3D sucks. First of all, the movies is not in real 3D. First of all, they're not even
the three I watched were.
Sure, it's been converted into 3D for certain things to have 3D, but you have to shoot it with a 3D camera. But...
Well, that's what 3D is, Donnie.
Nah. 3D sucks. 3D sucks. Nothing. Okay. 3D sucks. And then this whole virtual thing, I want to jump back to this. It's like, I know so... I tell you like this, medical... The medical stock is about to go up. Because the freak...
Everybody busting out into seizures.
Freaking...
people breaking their arms running into walls.
No, not just that. They're freaking seizures from the playing that.
Heart attack.
Migraines out this world. Freaking.
If you die in virtual reality, do you die in real life?
It's like the Matrix.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
You're not exactly your head not jacked in, just your eyes. So you go blind for real.
But how do you know? If you see the bullet hit you in the head, do you die?
Well, does that put you into a daze?
See, and things like that. If you're weak enough, if you weak-minded enough, And if you're...
You are feeding exactly. Donnie's fear.
If you weak-minded enough...
Donnie just destroyed my segue.
No, yeah. Well, if you weak-minded enough, and if your brain actually think it got shot, it's going to shut down.
Donnie, you are many things, but you are not a doctor. So I don't think that I don't think that's true. Like, I really hope our listeners don't believe that. I think we should put a disclaimer on want this it show. To be Donnie true. Is not a doctor, even if he pretends to be.
Donnie's not a doctor, but he did say the Holiday Inn Express last night. All right. Since Donnie completely destroyed my segue, for our listeners,
you went to school for this.
For our listeners, you probably know already, TGS happened. We do have some news stories coming out of TGS. The first one is Gravity Days, which is known in the West, is actually called Gravity Rush. We'll be getting a sequel, and that's going to be coming to the PlayStation 4 in 2016. But the original Gravity Rush will also be coming to the PlayStation 4, releasing on December 10th in Japan. And it will be coming to the PlayStation 4 in North America on February 9th. Of next year and February 10th in Europe. Also, a collector's edition will be released in Japan, and the PlayStation 4 version will be handled by Blue Point Games, which we all know is the studio that remasters a lot of games. The game PlayStation 4 version will also be coming with the original 3D, the three original DLC packs, the Spy Pack, the Maid Pack, and the Military Pack, and, for anybody that hasn't played Gravity Rush, I played it on the Vita. I beat it on the Vita. I think it's worth playing if you never played it before on the Vita.
Hey, you know what else releases on February 9th?
I should know this, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should.
What's that?
Mighty Number 9.
And apparently Yield has put in another topic that I was not prepared to talk about. But apparently the Star Wars Battle...
Because you forgot!
Actually, I didn't know about this. But the Star Wars Battle...
You did know about this?
I did not know about the Star Wars Battlefront Beta.
Surprise! Breaking news!
It is coming out October 8th. The beta will let you experience three modes separate across three iconic planets, including Walker Assault on Hoth. You can fight in an epic 40-player battle as Rebel to destroy the Empire's onslaught of the AT-ATs by calling in Y-Wing bombers, or side with the Empire and protect your walkers by utilizing their mighty weaponry to crush the Rebel objective. You can also drop zone on Sullis. Escape pods are crashing down, and you and your team must fight to control them. With its frantic 8v8 matches, drop zone is sure to put your combat and strategy skills to test. Also, there is a survival mission on Tatooine. You can play alone or with a friend via co-op or split screen as you battle to hold off waves of Imperial forces, including AT-STs, TIE fighters, elite stormtroopers, and more.
Man, that's a lot of news for that, John.
Well, because they're telling you what you get in the beta, which I think is kind of cool. They're giving you, basically, they're giving you three modes, and it's really cool how I think that they're giving you your single player. So that way, you know, you can try out the local split screen. You know, most of the time they give you a beta. Here is your 40-player epic battle, and that's the only thing you get. And here they're giving you three different kinds, 7-gig download. You got 4 days to play it.
It's also, the beta will be releasing on the PlayStation 4, the Xbox, and PC via Origin between October 8th and October 12th. They did say this is a technical test, and we'll give Rebels and Imperials alike in just a small taste of the Star Wars Battle Fantasies you can expect to live out when the game launches on November 17th.
Alex, this is the reason for you to buy your PlayStation early.
You know, the number one reason, and Tricky posted a picture and then said the game looks boring, the number one reason is Horizon.
This just proves that Tricky doesn't know anything about good games.
I just said it looks boring. I didn't say it was a bad game.
How does it look boring? It's giant mechanical monsters.
And you're slaying giant mechanical dinosaurs.
I was just trolling you.
As you do a lot.
Look at Enslaved Odyssey to the West. That was kind of the same thing, and that game was phenomenal.
It was. Ninja Theory like a motherfucker.
All right. Now, I'm going to... that is the end of our topics, but we do have a topic of the week, and I don't want to talk about the series. I just want to talk about what the series is doing and what you guys feel is the impact on the future of video gaming.
Stupid!
Yes.
I'm agreeing with you guys that this is stupid, but Assassin's Creed Syndicate is going to be introducing the series' first transgender character. For the first time in series history, a transgender person will be featured in the upcoming Assassin's Creed game. Named Ned Nyrut, this character is a transitional man who acts as a supporting character and a quest giver for the player. The exact nature of their connection to the story or what role they play remains unclear. Now, with this being said, I know this is going to incorporate a lot of things, and I know that I have a feeling that Ubisoft did this with the whole Bruce and Caitlyn Jenner situation. How do you guys feel about pop culture situations like that making their way into video games? Do you think the developers are caving in to try to capitalize on what's going on in pop culture, or do you think
this? Yes.
Or do you think this is just an independent thing that just coincidence happened?
No, if it was independent, they wouldn't be putting it out there.
Yes.
If you're going to do it and it's part of the story, I don't have to agree with it, but I'll go with it. But when your game's still in development and you're going, hey, look what we're doing, you're either trying to stir controversy or trying to put, you know, hey, look at us. And it's just like, nah. You know, if you're going to do it and just put it out there. Don't try to build up for it. That's just it.
Yeah. This is 100% what Yeo just said. Like, I don't feel that they have to address the sex or sexuality or sexual nature of any character in any game. I don't even feel like they need to do it in movies, but of course it advances the storyline. In movies, or it's different in movies, but video games, I don't think they need to be saying that. They're just trying to appeal or appease the what's going on in the world. And also, this is most definitely, is going to generate some free publicity or some publicity because that you're putting it out there, just like how they did with the Mortal Kombat. Making a very, very, very widely assumption that, old dude was a fun boy.
Jin something.
Yeah, Jin. Jin was a fun boy. And I'm like, first of
all,
well,
the same thing happened, if you guys remember, cause we had two arguments about, two separate arguments about characters in this game. The Last of Us. So, you know, a lot of people, after the game was launched, made a big deal about Bill being a fun boy.
Where Bill was a fun boy.
And that didn't bother me one bit.
And then also, you know, and we got into the argument about it, was, when they released, the DLC, which I can't remember the name of right now. Left Behind. Thank you, Alex. I put out there that Ellie's a lesbian, and you guys fought me on that.
Because she's freaking 9 years old. That's why.
They did tote that line, though.
No, they did not. They did not tote that line whatsoever. They didn't even come close to the line. Freaking, you guys are just freaking freaks, and I don't want you near my daughter.
The point being is that I have to agree with both of you guys that, like, we don't need to make, you know, it apparent who's gay, who's not gay, who's transgender. I mean, a throwback, and I know I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent here, but the whole Michael Sam situation where he's the first openly gay guy to be drafted by the NFL, they made such a big deal about him being openly gay, and then the story just died when he couldn't even make a team. You know, we don't need to know this guy's gay. Can he play football is all we need to know. That's, and it angers me when I see stories like this, you know, oh, we got the first transgender character in a video game. Who the fuck cares? Does the character help the game make it any better? That's all I care about. I'm sorry. I'm off my little soapbox now.
Yeah, but that's 100% true. But again, America, this right here is America, and what you just said is America. America thrives off drama. That is America. So the more drama, the better it's going to be for that company or that particular item that you're trying to make money off of.
Alex, you want to weigh in on this?
I mean, I agree with you guys. If it's a planned part of the story, just a natural thing that happens, and it's something they want to do is create that character, I'm fine with it. If they're just using it because it's something that's happened recently in the news or they're trying to get more publicity because of it, I think it's wrong. I don't think you do it. I mean, someone being transgender or someone being gay or straight, none of it matters. It doesn't matter. So for – like just to create these characters – you know, if it's a character you want to make, it's not a big deal whether they're what their sexual orientation is or what their gender is. It's just it doesn't matter. So, but if you're trying to gain from it monetarily or in some kind of form where you get more marketing or publicity, then it's wrong.
All right, correct me if I'm wrong. All right, not correct me if I'm wrong, but remind me because I don't really remember. Mass Effect had the ability to either be a male or female Shepard, correct? Was there big controversy back then if you made a female Shepard and you were making out with a female on the staff? Yes. Or if you were a male Shepard and you were making out with a man? They made a big deal out of that? Because I don't remember.
A very big deal.
Well, they made a big deal out of that entire situation simply because there was like a sex scene within Mass Effect. Whether it was gratuitous or not, it wasn't, but they made a big deal out of that, just being a sex scene.
Nah. Well, they didn't make a big deal out of all the sex scenes in God of War.
I think originally they did.
They also did that too, and they also made a big deal out of the cross dresser in Street Fighter, a huge big deal which still goes on to this day. In fact, which I would say the cross dresser is kind of thick though.
That is going to close out the show. Let's go on to our housekeeping.
Yes, 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 because this is... Forget it's gay. Yeah.
We just went through a whole transgender topic, and Donnie didn't say anything inappropriate. And then we go into housekeeping, and then he does it. I was worried about doing this topic and how many beeps were going to happen.
Like I said, I'm giving the people what they want. I told you, America thrive off drama.
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We're looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reports, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to ProvenGamer, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to check out all of our articles and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer. While you're cruising the web, be sure to stop by our Facebook page and do a search for Proving Gamer, and please hit that like button while you're there and get involved in the conversations that are going on. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways to get a hold of us. One is the phone number. Yield, what's the phone number?
It's been 2 weeks. 330-PROVEN9, 330-776-8369. Yes, no, maybe.
8369. You can also send us an email, trophyhorse@provinggamer.com. You can contact us on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. And you can contact Alex, if he ever answers Twitter again, at Saundersaurus Rex. As we do every so often, I know it's been 2 weeks. I don't remember if we did the last episode, so we're going to do it this episode since we're a full crew. Our PSN IDs. I am Tricky Mick. That's TRICKYMIC. Nope. Oh, you'll let me down.
MOUSC.
Because you want it, and I'm not giving it to you. I yield to no one. IYIELD, the number 2, NO, the number 1.
No, that sounds so dirty every single time you say it, because you want it, and I'm not giving it to you.
Well, Donnie, I want your PSN ID. What is it?
That DTN, THATDTN, and you know what? I think I might cross-dress my N to look like a M.
All right, and Alex, what's yours?
Raise Havoc, RAISEHAVOK.
All right, and while we're on PlayStation IDs, I didn't put this in the agenda because I couldn't find the topic, But there is a rumor going around that come the PlayStation Experience, we're going to gain the ability to change our PSN IDs. So if you're looking forward to that option, which I know a lot of people are, a lot of people, you know, some people have Weed Smoker 420 and they want to change it. I don't know. Or
I want the ability to get rid of the stupid dashboard and go back to my XMB.
I just want the letter T in DTN to be capital. That's all.
Well, now you can change that. That's one of the things that could change.
But you know what? I think I might change my name to Nobody. So when everybody get killed, they'd be like, nobody killed me. I like that. Odyssey.
It's also works double because you are a nobody.
True.
If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. But be sure to check out
Nobody. I'm sorry.
Be sure to check out our other podcast, PG Spoilers. Yes, Press X to Win has officially closed its doors. They will not be producing any more episodes, sad to say. But we are in negotiation and talks with Nate to see if he can come in and either be our fifth whore or our fill-in whore if one of my co-hosts are not unable to make it.
Fill-in.
That Nate would be the fill-in whore, which kind of sounds in
these nuts.
Kind of sounds dirty when I say it like that. But if you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. Go check out our podcast, PG Spoilers. All the podcasts are available on iTunes, Stitcher, and your various podcast applications on your smart devices. With all that being said, that is going to bring us to the end, but we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor, it's getting close. We're a little over a month away. Alex, tell us about Extra Life.
That's right. This year, Extra Life is happening November 7th. And if you don't know what
Alex is on mute.
Damn it, I was on a roll too. This year, Extra Life is happening on November 7th. November 7th is the date of Extra Life this year, and if you don't know what it is, it's a 24-hour gaming marathon where you pick a game, 5 games, 10 games, however many games you want to play, and you sit and you play them for 24 hours. And you're, of course, allowed bathroom breaks, food breaks, all that kind of stuff. It's really just an honor system, so you can split it between 2 days if you want. You can do it in 1 day. It doesn't matter. Basically, what you do is you get sponsorships, and you pick a Children's Miracle Network hospital of your choice, preferably one in your town or near you. And you basically collect donations from people, be it $1 an hour, $2 an hour, $10 for the entire day, $20 for the entire day, whatever people are willing to donate. And all of those donations, 100%, go to the Children's Miracle Network hospital that you choose to represent. It's an easy way to do something awesome and do something you like at the same time. So November 7th, Extra Life. Be there. Or be tricky.
Yield. It's been a long time. Can you go fund me?
Go fund you.
No, go fund me.
No, go fund you.
Tell us about it.
Go to www.gofundme.com/provengamer. Pick some trophy-themed donations. And being that it's almost October, if you do pick a certain donation, Donnie will sing you a spooky song.
Oh, you know, I am down. They do what they want to do. Play how they want to play. Dance how they want to dance. The Addams Family.
He did the mesh. The monster mesh.
Oh, that was MC Hammer.
That was not MC Hammer.
That is MC Hammer.
Yes, it was MC Hammer.
Thank you.
It was MC Hammer. But do you know where you can buy that and the Monster Mash? On Amazon, Donnie. Amazon! Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you would each and every time you do your shopping on Amazon, stop by Proven Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue to normal shopping. Doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With all that being said, let's do our shout-outs. Donnie, you are the man on the star here. Who's your shout outs?
I want to give a shout out to all you listeners out there, man. You guys are great. And is awesome better than great? I'm going to go with awesome because awesome is better than great. You guys are awesome.
Awesomely great.
I didn't want to say awesomely because I already use.
Don't you take that away from us,
Donnie. Use awesomely awesome on my show. And I don't want them to be like, oh, well, he said that to me. Well, he don't love you as much as I do because he said it to me. I don't want him to be all like that. No.
No, awesomely great and awesomely awesome are two different
things. Okay, well, you guys are awesomely great. Whatever.
Oh, we can't be awesomely awesome?
I already used awesome.
Okay.
But anyway, I want to give a shout out to you. You guys are just as awesome as the listeners do. Just maybe, nah, you just as awesome. No, and I want to give a shout out to my fam, because they have been not getting on my nerves lately. And well, besides my love, man,
I'm pretty sure they tolerate you, not the other way around.
Probably so. Probably so. I want to give a shout out to my crew, T-Dot Cliff. We did a special show today that will be released tomorrow. Nothing too big, and that's pretty much it.
I feel some shout-out DLC going, but we're going to go to Yield first.
You would be correct.
You're going to me for what?
Your shout-out, sir.
My shout-outs? Okay.
And then Donnie's going to have some shout-out DLC when you're done.
Okay. I first would like to give a shout-out to Mean Mr. Mustard 30, who picked up his PlayStation 4 a couple of weeks ago. The Brain 76, Harry Balls on You, and Prepare to Die or Scum. We were all hanging out a couple weeks ago playing some Vigia games, so that was really good. Oh, and also for me, Mr. Mustard, welcome to the dark side. Your digital cookies will be arriving soon.
And then did not change that no. Harry Balls on You name.
No, he's not changing that. And then I will give another shout out to Mean Mr. Mustard 30 for collecting his first platinum already. So
what was it?
The Walking Dead Season 1.
Oh, that's a given, but we'll give it to him.
All right, that's all your shout-outs?
For the moment, that is. Oh, wait, and I'll give a shout-out to my wife because she made a really awesome dessert for our video game get-together, so she gets a shout-out for that.
All right, well, that's two out of three that they're going to have shout-out DLC, so we're going to go with Alex.
So I want to give a shout-out to the listeners first and foremost. Thank you guys for spending some time with us every week. We really do appreciate it. You guys are our oil and gasoline for our engine, as weird as that may sound. But you guys are awesome, and we really appreciate you guys. Give a shout-out to all of you, as well as the guys, the crew from the Press X to Win show. I'm so crestfallen about that, I couldn't even get the words out. Shout out to Nate, Ricky, and Jake. I had no idea that the show was going away, so I'm kind of saddened to hear that. So I definitely want to give a shout out to those guys for putting effort behind that show and putting their hearts behind that show and just putting out some entertainment.
Get out of here. We don't need you in our neck of the woods. Get out of here.
That's all your shout outs?
No, I want to give a shout-out also to the Kentucky Wildcats football team for beating the 25th-ranked Missouri Tigers yesterday, 21-13. Go Cats. Now 3-1 on the season. And last but not least, the final shout-out, and she turned around and she's smiling right now, goes to the love of my life, Christine. Thank you, baby, for letting me record every week with these crazy
How
bastards,
you doing?
And just for loving me and supporting me, and I love you so much.
Alice, was she just waiting around like a little dog, like waiting for getting all antsy and waiting around for the shout out or the call?
Nope, she likes her shout out though. And she deserves a shout out every week. And that's what she gets.
All right, that's all your shout outs there, Alex?
I feel like I'm forgetting something, like, oh. So someone had a special
day
recently.
These three fine gentlemen, the goddess is here, by the way. These three fine gentlemen here are giving shout outs, and they seem to forget to give me a special shout out.
Well,
what reason would they have to give me a special shout out?
Well, listeners, for you all who don't know, I want to give a special shout out to the one person that I truly love, along with Sweet Mama D. Tricky,
God,
happy birthday, since it was yesterday. You know we love you. You are the number one man in our lives.
Oh, you're welcome.
And for you three, you suck for forgetting.
Now here comes all the jokes of how I'm 70 years old.
Well, I would have hoped for her to be a little bit more enthusiastic about that.
Oh, Christ. She cannot hear this episode now.
You notice the actual microphone went out when she said your name. So you didn't actually hear her.
Well,
say
no,
your
because
name.
As you guys know, this is the microphone that records. This is the microphone you guys hear me off of. So I've actually pulled away from her. So that's why you guys didn't hear her. But anyway, thanks for wishing me a happy birthday, gentlemen.
I did. I wished you a happy birthday on Facebook.
All right, hold on one more second. Sweet Mama D's here. Say happy birthday, Daddy.
Now you're making her do it. Do it! Do it on camera!
Do it on camera.
Banana Head said it's Daddy's birthday?
Is it? Yes!
So what do we...
See, now that was enthusiastic right there.
Man, she'd be really good at the Amazon.
Go. Amazon! I want to see if we can do better than Donnie. Go. Amazon!
Amazon!
She can do it better than me now. Not I'm all sick.
All right, so I want to give a shout out to Sweet Mama D and the Goddess for making my birthday sweet. I want to give a tribute to my mother who decided to make me the one meal that I do not like that she cooks, and that's her meatloaf. But she's decided to be a little smartass, and there's a little bit of story in that, and I'll tell you guys the story. My mother.
That's kind of a wow.
Well, listen, my mother makes good food. The only thing my mother makes that I don't like is her meatloaf. So the story starts off that my mother was going to bake me a cake with the Goddess and Sweet Mama D for my birthday. The day before my birthday, my mother calls me up and goes, Mike, you're a little too fat to be eating cake. So I'm not... So I'm not going to make you a cake for your birthday, but instead I'm going to make you a meatloaf. But don't worry, I'm also going to make mashed potatoes and put the mashed potatoes on top of the meatloaf and cover it so it looks like frosting of a cake. So instead of having an actual cake, you're going to have a meatloaf cake, and that would be your birthday present.
That's great, actually.
So I want to give a twerp you to my mom for making me eat meatloaf for my birthday. Because I'm a good son, I ate it without her knowing that I really don't like it.
Plus, she admitted it sucked this time around.
Yeah, she admitted it sucked this time. But with that being said, shout out to the listeners, to everybody on Facebook who wished me a happy birthday. But no matter how old I get, I will not be the oldest one on the show. Yield. So until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Well, you're so old you've been cut off from cake. I think that does make you the oldest on the show.
I haven't been cut off from cake because my age. I've been cut off from cake because my
age. Doesn't matter why you were cut off from
with
cake.
With that being said, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Now download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to get the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again. Listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.